Good morning. We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. In our call to worship, we're working our way through Psalm 119, and we are nearing the end of the longest chapter in the Bible. But I want to draw your attention to verse 159 of 119. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. You know, when you approach the Bible, you have to have an understanding that you're approaching God's truth. Not your truth, not what you imagine His truth should be, but what it is, the revelation of His truth. Now, when God has revealed Himself, it's not fair to go to His truth and change it, is it? Or alter its meaning. Or come up with a new perspective of looking at it. Rather, we simply let His truth speak to us, and we respond to that truth. And this is what the psalmist is saying here, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." No amount of human effort can adjust in one measure the truth and revelation of God and His judgments. They are set. Do you realize that this whole world this morning is unified in one purpose, and that's to erase God out of the hearts and minds of people? Can that be done? No. You see, His truth is set. It's that truth that operates the universe. It's that truth that holds us together right now and keeps us from just blowing apart. By Him, the Bible says, that is Jesus Christ, all things consist. And it's like a wall, folks. You can come to that wall and you could submit to it, or you could spend the rest of your existence trying to climb over His wall, or trying to change His wall, or trying to make it into something else. Or you could submit to it, come face to face with it, and said, "This is God's truth, and it must change me," not the other way around. You know, that simple understanding is what every sinner has to come to before they receive Christ. You've got to come to the end of yourself. And you've got to accept God's truth about our sin, God's truth about His Son, God's truth about where we're going to spend eternity if we don't believe His Son and don't express faith in Him. We'll spend an eternity apart from Him. That's God's truth. And we've gathered together here at Grace Bible Church today to receive, I pray, to receive God's truth, to make it part of our being, to accept it as what it is rather than trying to alter the outcome of it, change what it says, make it mean something else. No, put those notions aside and accept God's Word for what it is. If you do, then you're beginning to understand what the fear of the Lord is. And the fact that that is the beginning of wisdom and that is the beginning of knowledge, because now you're accepting it not as a word from man, but rather a word from a divine being, the only divine being, God Almighty. And you'd better hear what He has to say from His Word, because it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. But you don't have to. You can receive what He said about His Son, and then you can spend all eternity with Him. It's very simple when you boil it down. Don't try to change the Word. Accept the Word as is. Accept the truth. And then the truth will set you free. What a glorious, glorious thing we have called the Word of God, given to us from God Almighty, that we might learn and that we might live. God help us today to receive His truth.